Blog Talk Radio.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those who are redeemed will be redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And that's a paraphrase of Psalm. Welcome to BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network. BVM Podcast Radio Network is not responsible for the opinions and views based on the board, marketeers, advertisers, and the host. Thank you for listening and calling in to BVM Global Kingdom. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Welcome to Spiritually Reflective Conversations with Women for Women. Shalom, namaste, assalamu alaikum. May the peace of Christ be with you. And once again, welcome to those conversations where women speak. Let us exalt his name together. Let us gather together in reverence to the Most High God. I am your host, Chaplain Valerie, for BVM Global Kingdom. We can be contacted at 856-710-718-7085. I'll repeat that again. 56-718-7085. And you may leave a positively godly message or a question for us. Hebrews 10:24-25, it says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, now that the day of his return is dawning near. Peace, love, and blessings. We can be tagged by righteous sisterhood. Be kind or being kind, being well, being safe, and being healthy. So as we converse with ourselves and be reflective in our thoughts, we think of what went on today in our environment. Well, where we are, Broken Vessels, BVM Global Kingdom, we're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it rained, and people will say like cats and dogs, but I got caught in the, what's the word? The deluge, where it was just raining, not just buckets, but bathtubs full of rain. And then I had to pull over and think about, what does the rain mean to me in an esoteric sense? What does rain mean to me in the spiritual sense? Well, let's look at drought first of all. When there's a drought, everything may seem hopeless. Your plants are drying up. you can't think, you can't take a bath or a shower, can't wash the dishes, can't wash your car. It's just, there's just, what can you do? It just seems hopeless. However, those of us who are believers, we must have the faith that God is going to nourish us, going to rain on us, where we can, you know, because 80% of the body, the human body, is water. And isn't it interesting that the earth is 80% water? Go figure that. The God I serve is a mighty God. There are parallels between humans and this place called earth. You must have that hate, that faith, that the Most High God will bring the rain in its most perfect timing. So we pray for rain. And what do we pray for in the rain? Well, first of all, we're going to pray for understanding. We're going to pray that the Lord gives us understanding and a mighty understanding and clarity that's scattered across our minds, especially in our families. What does rain mean to you spiritually? Each of us have been created. Each of us has all these wonderful things called water and plasma in our system. I'm no medical personnel, but when we start caring for nature and caring for our bodies, caring for the seas, the oceans, and the lakes and the rivers, that means we're taking care of ourselves, taking place that we habitate. We can open the heavens to bring waters from above so that we are, what's the word I'm looking for, replenished, refurbished, renewed, restored because of something called rain, R-A-I-N. Now, if you want to start talking about the synonyms, about the rain of the Most High God, yes, R-E-I-G-N. Just like the water, the rain gives us the power of restoration. The presence of the Lord gives us the same thing. Restoration, restoring, refurbished, renewed. And we thank God for that. And here's a prayer that I came across. It's not my original. It says, Lord, this very day we ask that you open the floodgates, bring down nourishing rain, that the land may be quenched, and bring forth much fruit. Amen. Well, my garden in the back, my peppers are going nuts with this rain. My cabbage that I recently put in the ground, their leaves are becoming firm and they're looking up. And I can just appreciate what the rain does for us. The rain gives us nourishment indirectly because the rain gives us food. The rain moistens the soil. It gives us nutrients. That's what, when we drink water, it does the same thing. We cannot just stop drinking water. We have to drink water so that those nutrients can get in our bloodstream. I can go on some more about the rain. And I'm going to save this. And I pray that you call back tomorrow and listen in, because I'm going to talk about the prayer for rain. I'm going to talk about peace and waiting for our rain. And I'm also going to talk about patience during a drought. Now, we don't have to, yes, patience. Oh, also, you know there's hope for rain. The prayer for hope for rain. Now you may say, and I'm going to just pose this question. Do you believe that during the prayer for rain during a drought, or the patience during the drought, and the prayer for hope for rain, are those the same thing? Well, we'll find out tomorrow on a day called Tuesday. So family, if those of you who are listening in the United States and overseas, thank you for listening in, and I pray that you come back tomorrow so we can talk about the rain, the prayer for rain, and how that affects us in an esoteric sense. God bless you. You all have a great evening, and know that we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.